Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wednesday night, I'm going to put a turkey in a pot.
Ooh, turkey in a pot.
And I'm going to put crab bowl in there.
Uh-oh, crab bowl.
And I'm going to bring it to a bowl.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to let it sit all night.
Uh-oh, in the crab bowl.
And then the next morning, I'm going to put it on that pit boss, on that smoke setting.
Thanksgiving.
For about 4 hours.
You need to make it 8.
Yeah.
And then make sure you baste with a little butter. That way that skin gets nice and tight.
Yeah.
Just bring me the
we're
skin.
Oh, we're going to inject it with all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Crispy, boys.
So you, as a brine, you're using crab bowl.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I can appreciate that.
He can get along with it.
I'll try everybody's turkey.
Well, you're going to be able to if you keep peddling that QB around. So you're going to be able to go house to house.
In my house of pain, Jay Stone, I've lost 28 pounds.
That ain't bad.
That
ain't bad, JD.
Some would even call it good. But here's the deal. I know what I'm about to do this week. Last night, family was over. We ate pizza.
Uh-oh.
I crushed it.
What?
Pumpkin pie.
I'm going to take today easy.
But you're also working out, so that's a good thing.
So brought me his QB to use while podcasting.
Pecan pie.
And so I'm going to be ready for Thursday, which we've talked about extensively how much.
Ham.
I've also offered
Duck and Jessen,
a girl I work with, $20 if she finds a Little Debbie's Christmas tree cake ice cream pint. That's why I'm going to pay her for it. I can't find them. But that's why I'm starting to work out at any moment.
You keep talking like that, we all going to have a QB to get this bag rolling.
Zy's got two.
See, Godwin, you're going to smoke the turkey after he soaks in crab. That's interesting. I like that.
That's what Paula's dad does.
Really?
That's what he's done. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Bring it to a bowl and let's let it sit in that water all night.
Oh, so you bring it to a bowl, drop it in, then just let it sit there?
You bring it to a bowl and then shut the boiling water off and just let it sit there all night. And then put it on. Smoke it the next day.
Yeah, smoke
that's
it.
Interesting. Oh, so yeah, you won't have to smoke it that long because it's going to cook while it's in there. I don't hate it.
That's smoking.
Just make sure you get that plastic baggie out of it.
Let's get
the
what?
The plastic bag.
The plastic
bag. Little thing.
Make sure you get the plastic bag out of the middle of it.
Yeah.
With all the other ingredients.
With the neck and the liver.
We did a thing.
Now you want something fine? You fry that liver up and that heart.
Ooh, that gizzard.
Now that gizzard, you eat him till Christmas. That turkey got a big gizzard.
Big old gizzard.
I just like the turkey.
Oh, that fried turkey liver's fine. And then you gnaw on that neck bone.
I don't want its organs.
Say, look, I'd pen raised.
Look, here's the deal.
Pen raised.
Turkey neck's fine. Yeah. I just ain't eating its livers.
Every year we go to Grand Isle, that's what we use as crab bait, turkey neck. You go out there at Sam's, get like a box, like 20 pounds of them. Little or nothing. They're giving them away.
Yeah.
Hang him on the line and go out there and catch you a bunch of blue crabs.
We're going to have some duck poppers.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have – I've been siphoning off back the teals and the woodies.
This episode airs on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. I hope people are watching it instead of the Saints game.
And they're going to know.
It's going to be way more entertaining.
What we have.
I was just going to say.
We're going to have a cornhole championship.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Do you win that?
I'm going to stick with the cornbread dressing.
Yeah.
I'm no good at cornhole.
No, you don't fish.
I fish.
No, you don't. You sail fish and stuff.
I fished yesterday.
You don't fish.
Did you?
No, you don't fish.
Well, until you can put that cricket up under that limb, you ain't going to be no good at cornhole.
I'm not good at that. I was fishing a chug bug yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
A chug bug.
Yeah, that's equivalent to how side duck hunts. No choke and just spray and pray.
Open bowl.
Hey, ain't spray and pray.
Look at
Hey, yeah. I kill what I shoot at, son.
Oh, I seen him shoot a gadwall about 65 with that 20-gauge open bolt.
That's a, yeah, duck season started.
Open bolt.
Oh, no, I got improved cylinder. Donald said improved cylinder is better pattern, so I put the improved cylinder in.
That's because it's improved.
Well,
yeah. Over just the cylinder.
It's literally in the name.
They was all talking about it, and I said, hey, I got some sad news for you clowns. I said, I was the one that clipped that ball, boy, out there about 85.
He said, I was stretching it a little bit.
I said, now, I was stretching my gun barrel on him, but I got him.
Yeah.
Now, since I wasn't there, and he ain't trying to get one over, I'm going to tell me the truth. Was it you?
It was me.
It was you.
He was flying. It was a lot of boom, 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 boom. And I went boom, boom, and he folded.
There you go.
Then we all shot him on the water because at 20 gauge at 80 yards, it didn't kill him. It knocked him out of the air, but it didn't kill him.
Well, you had a good dog go get him, right?
Well, no. That's up for debate right now, the dog.
Oh, yeah. Somebody got it.
So, Gobble, why don't you tell us how Phil's new puppy did this morning? Let Johnny D know.
What's the name of it?
I don't know. Drew.
Drew.
Drew. I don't know. I don't know where he come from.
Yeah, you do. Where'd he come from?
I heard the name Gimber.
Oh, boy.
He heard the name Gimber.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Gimber is a wonderful name.
That's close to Timber.
Okay. Nephew of one Phil Robertson, John Gimber.
Let's not family related.
He's a pretty good cook.
Yeah, let's not get off task, though. How'd the dog do this morning? Because Godwin told me this before we got on the air, and I got tickled.
I will tell you what the dog is really good at.
What's that?
Okay. He's not going to leave any shotgun shells.
No.
What?
Okay.
He will drop a duck to get a shotgun shell.
That's right. He's not going to have any shotgun shells floating out there in the water.
He ain't a litter bug.
He sinks every one of them.
I can appreciate that.
Well, you remember when you're small, you'd pick a .22 hull up and you'd smell it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He just loves that gun.
That's right.
He likes the smell of gun.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
Yes, because as soon as they hit the water, he runs us in front of the blind.
Oh, he's out.
Okay.
So he's not a – he ain't interested in the ducks, though.
He got two of them.
Well, hey, here's what
I mean, how many did y'all kill?
28.
Here's what you got to realize, okay? This is a puppy, okay?
It's got a terrible name.
He's never been hunting before.
Never.
All he's had is, okay, is someone standing right beside him and throwing a dummy out in the open field.
Well, I'm going to defend the dog to this regard. Phil Robertson. Likely the greatest duck hunter the world has seen.
But he ain't a dog boy.
Worst dog handler you've ever laid your eyes on. Doesn't remember what the whistle is for. Blows it 17 times when it only takes one. He gets confused on handling dogs. He's not your dog guy.
Y'all need me and Dublin to come out here tomorrow? Might drown.
Yeah. Now, Gavin, so I'm going to take up for Drew because I ain't ever seen a
terrible dog name.
He got the last
There's
two.
There's a difference between
and
people
one of them was the 80-yard gadwall.
And he got that.
So he made a good retrieve on that.
That's good.
Okay. So
he's starting to figure it out.
Stone was out there in the decoys picking up ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he throwed him a duck, and he went, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah.
So he was confused.
Shot that gas
Stone's training Drew right now. And Phil said he's coming. Stone was coming back with just a handful of ducks, and he said, Stone, he said, I just want you to know you're way better than any dog I've ever had.
Well, in fairness to the dogs, hunting down there is tough now. It's tough because they can't see.
Yeah. No.
I need to take Drew to the rice field with me for about 2 or 3 days. He'll get it figured out, and then you can take him down there.
Well, he's starting to get there. Like I said, the dog's never been duck hunting.
Yeah.
Okay. He's used to standing beside somebody in an open field, and the guy throws a dummy out there, and he goes and gets it, okay?
Brings it back, and he's told good boy.
Yeah. And he's told good treat.
He better not want any praise from his handler now.
He ain't getting it.
Because Phil ain't going to give you no attaboy, whether you a dog, human, or otherwise.
No, because when he brought it back, he said, hey, good boy, good boy.
Yeah. Oh, he's spoiling that dog.
Oh, no.
Next thing you know, it'll be in a bed with him and Kay.
Well, hey.
That's true.
Can we rename it to some dog name? Why does it name Drew's a person's name?
I know, because what he was saying, Drew.
But he's blue.
Half the time we thought he was saying blue and talking about Phil. That ain't blue.
He said, I know.
Blue.
He said, I know.
I can hear Phil down there at the end of the blind. I go, here, Drew. Here, Drew.
Yeah. He's going to get
it. You know, the dog ain't even paying attention.
Nah, next dog he gets going to be a female. Going to be Sue.
That's right.
Well, that's better than a boy named Sue. That didn't work out too well for that cat. Oh, well, look, folks, here's the deal. It's Thanksgiving Day. We want to take this minute to wish y'all all a happy Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for, and when we come back, we'll discuss some of that. Let's take our first break.
I got to go get a turkey leg.
All right, we're back. Look, Si, in the spirit of Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving!
What is one thing you're thankful for? Let's just go the old route.
Hey, I'm thankful. Here's the biggest thing I'm thankful for. You know, even with this COPD, I'm pretty healthy. So I thank the Almighty that I'm, you know, 73 and I get around pretty decent for an old 73-year-old.
That's all you do. You get around a lot better than a lot of 73-year-olds that ain't got even the health problems you do. So that's good. Staying active your whole life. That's good. Godwin, you got any? What you thankful for, old buddy?
I was just sitting here thinking about that. I'm thankful for my parents, the way they raised me.
Love it.
If I hadn't have been raised exactly like they did, I may not know you boys.
Guaranteed.
You know, I might have went a whole nother route.
And I wouldn't be getting to sit here and stare into them baby blue eyes.
Baby blue.
Fine figure of a man.
Yes.
That's all you need to know.
That's what Paul said, boys. Hey,
Johnny D?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'll go the exact opposite route of Godwin, and I'll say my kids.
You don't like your parents?
Well, I love my parents.
I say you work for them now. Is that relationship strange?
Yeah, not my boss.
I love it.
No, I would obviously say my parents as well, but I'll say my kids. Like, we've had a lot of fun. It's not even like the holidays. Well, when this airs, it is like they're on Thanksgiving break this week, and we're building Legos and playing Nintendo, and we went fishing yesterday for 5 minutes before Carter decided to quit. He was mad. It wasn't hot. Fishing was slow yesterday. He's a man who needs to catch.
Well,
he's a catcher, not a fisher.
Yeah, we're in that time of year where weather gets weird. But, I mean, I'm trying to – one thing I'm thankful of is I'm thankful I have a wife who understands duck season.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
No.
I've come to understand there's a lot of women out there that don't understand.
That don't. Yeah.
And I'm thankful that she likes to go with me from time to time. So, you know, we all have a lot more than one thing to be thankful for. I think we can all agree on that. But those are just some things that stick out to us. Hopefully you folks listening to this have a lot to be thankful for as well this holiday season. And look, we just want to take this time to, again, wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you're enjoying this podcast, potentially with family and or friends, if you are watching it on Thanksgiving. Maybe we can give you a laugh. Hopefully you won't choke on your turkey when Si says something outrageous. But
he's going to say that.
Yeah.
Or by the time that it's banana pudding time, is what they're eating.
Round two.
Oh, yeah.
Round two of banana pudding.
Yeah, this is Thanksgiving is the meal that,
pecan
like,
pie.
It doesn't end. It starts about 10.
King Arthur and the Round Table didn't have nothing on us, boys.
Pumpkin guaranteed.
Guaranteed. We always been around the table.
Mm. I love hunting on Thanksgiving
morning. What about
them
cookies with that big old white stuff in between them?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm good with that icing.
Did you just say double? Are you
like
speaking
a double
of a double doozy?
Yeah.
Double doozy.
Not to be confused doozy. With a, what's that thing? Oh, that ice cream sandwich. Oh, Big Bopper. Not to be confused.
There's a Big Bopper?
That's that Bluebell ice cream sandwich in the gas station.
Sir.
Got cookies on each side of ice cream.
Got M&M's in it.
Yeah. The Big Bopper. That's how you know the hunting been tough up at 7J in Wyoming. If we go in that gas station and get a Big Bopper, that's rally cream.
It usually works, too.
Yeah. Amen.
I love rally cream.
It usually works.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Thanks. So what are you looking for? Your what's the first thing you gonna take a bite of on Thanksgiving?
That would be the dressing.
So you're going to burn your tongue and not be able to taste nothing else.
Tell me, a bite? No, it's going way, way, way beyond a bite. Okay, I'm fixing to pig out.
You're fixing to be.
What are you going to make and bring to the Thanksgiving meal? Because, you know, that's got...
No, he ain't a maker.
Nothing.
No, you don't make nothing?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
Nope. He told me a long time ago I bought some chili one time, and I like my chili where you take a double handful of crackers to put in it.
Uh-huh.
So it's thin.
Yeah.
Okay. And they said, they bad-mouthed me. I said, well, hey, guess what, folks? I won't ever bring nothing ever again.
He's going to make them pistons turn over in that truck of his and head on down there.
Hey, I just, y'all. If they want me to buy something or give them $100, I'll do that, whatever.
Here's what I'll say for Si. He don't ever overstay his welcome.
He gone.
When he gets full, he may doze off for about 15, 20 minutes, then he going to get up and head to the house.
That's it.
He'll stand up and say, all right, boys.
All right.
Enjoyed it.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get me some butter and pour me some honey in it and mix it up and sop them big old biscuits in it.
Uh-oh.
Woo.
He's talking about calories, son. Boys. You're talking about calories.
I saw a certain twinkle in them baby blues just then. Yeah. You had to be sitting right here.
This is a great day.
It's a great day coming.
Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. It's legit. I'm trying to think. I already know. First thing I get, as soon as that turkey goes out, I get that little flank of skin between the breast and the wing. I just go ahead and pull that off like it wasn't even there.
Oh, cheater. Cheater.
Yeah, I eat that on the way in the door. That's always my first bite.
Well, hey, the cook is always the quality checker.
You got to. Mm-hmm. You can't send nothing in there you ain't tried yourself.
Yeah, I got to smoke a turkey on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Smoke.
Well, there's usually, you know, different ones.
I'll
tell you what I did, though.
I'm going to turn mine on, then I'm going to go get in the duck blind. And by the time I get out, she'll be ready.
You want to know what we did the other night?
What's that?
Just cheating. So, you know what you do with the ham on Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
you claim the bone. You got to claim the bone for your pot of beans a couple days later. Everybody does that.
That's why I cut the ham before I take it somewhere. That way nobody gets confused on whose bone that is.
Yeah. Well, me and Allison got to talking the other day. And so we just cooked a ham on Saturday.
Yeah, ain't no
because we wanted the bone.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're going to have a pot of beans before Thanksgiving.
Holla at your boy when them beans
a pot of beans after that.
Oh, and another. Yeah, and then we're going to claim that ham bone on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
We're collecting. It's ham bone collecting season.
Y'all white beans or red beans? Where y'all at?
We're white.
White.
Sometimes red.
Lima. Yep.
White beans. Pretty good. But the ham don't make any. Yeah, they don't care for the white or
white. No, I like all beans for the most part with equal enthusiasm.
Daddy calls them 9 mile beans.
9 miles.
But since it was only.
Walk 9 miles uphill to get them.
Thank you.
Uphill, no less, too.
I thought that meant that was how far you could cut wind.
For 9 miles.
But we left. So since it was only our family, I got to carve the ham up, and, you know, there's a lot left on that bone.
Oh, yeah.
That way I had to soak in them beans.
Leave plenty for seeds. Then you get that little bonus piece of ham. Like,
oh.
That's a nice surprise when you reach in. You're like, oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, there's going to be a lot of surprises in this pot of beans.
Kind of like when you're the one that made the cornbread, and you remember how you put the skillet in there? That way you cut the pieces, got the full slice of bacon down it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because you know
some
right
hand dewy sausage. Uh-huh. Put them in the beans.
Oh,
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I ain't ate in like a month.
So you on that white beans and rice kind. And most Louisiana folks known for red beans and rice. I like them all, though. I just really don't care. They all good.
We don't put it on rice either. We just eat beans, ham, sausage.
Cornbread.
Cornbread.
Yeah.
Cornbread.
You know, we had, it wasn't last year. Year before last, we had Thanksgiving on the lake. And we had crappie.
Fried crappies?
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving dinner.
I'm thankful for the crappie.
Everything's good in the duck blind, boys.
No, this was Thanksgiving dinner.
No, not on the lake blind. No. Darbone Lake.
Okay.
Darbone.
Or Darbone. Well, that's
Darbone
comes straight out of the channel.
This is one of the few days of the year where gluttony is celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it allowed, it's expected.
I'm going to hurt myself.
And then you hit that dessert section.
We're going to have turkey, duck, and venison.
Turkey, duck, and venison.
You know,
that's what the pilgrims ate on their first Thanksgiving day.
Turkey, duck, and venison?
Mm-hmm.
I bet it wasn't wrapped
in
bacon.
Plums, they say.
Even plums?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they's plum happy.
Well, I guarantee
I'm not a plum big happy, plum boy, guy. Hey.
No.
But you know what does happen, some? Like when you get older and you get married and stuff, so then you got different Thanksgivings. Well, my sister is the master of the banana caramel pie, and she's going to be in Tennessee this year.
Oh.
So I am a little sad.
Banana. I bet she'll make you one when she get back.
I hope so.
Banana Maybe she'll mail pie. You one.
Well, she lived pretty close to me, so she ain't got to mail it. But she leaving town.
She headed to Murfreesboro?
I think so.
She ain't even going to cook one up there.
One of them Nashville suburbs.
She can drop it off on the way out.
That's a good point. Or she'll just make like three or four of them at Christmas.
Yeah.
I love it, but
I don't want to wait that long.
I'm so ready for that turkey, them duck wraps, that ham.
What? How many episodes have we done on Thanksgiving food?
Who cares?
Let's just keep doing it.
We're thankful.
We're thankful for Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God for a day to eat.
Now we need some emails on.
Oh, we got tons of them.
That Friday in the duck blind, Black Friday, when everybody else is out there shopping and doing whatever the heck they do. I'm going to be over there. I'm going to have to size up my waiters for Friday.
Yeah.
I'm going
I got up one morning on Black Friday to go duck hunting, 3:30. And Miss Paula and her little nest of girls that she runs around with, they all in there around the table looking through papers. They had their cinnamon rolls, had the coffee going. And I'm like, what in the world? She said, oh, we got to get our list together.
They get a limit?
Going shopping. Called her about 11:30. I said, how you doing? She said, well, the card's still working. Keep going.
You ain't there yet, Paula.
Ball me.
You ain't there yet.
That's fantastic. All right, well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. All right, we're back.
And back.
So what happens tomorrow, since this is airing on Thanksgiving, is the whole world goes out shopping.
Ugh.
In theory.
And I'm going to work, baby.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be. So it's like hunting over a baited field for you.
This is new to me, too, because here at Duck Commander, you know, about Tuesday or Wednesday of Thanksgiving week, everybody disappears to go hunting.
See y'all Monday.
Yeah. My new job, it's Black Friday Importante.
What kind of sales are hunting?
We got 20% off all hats and t-shirts and apparel and belts.
What about manners?
No, that's full price.
Full price.
Oh, we don't make no money off minutes.
What about jackhammer?
That's a service. Jay, that's going to be full price, sir.
Oh, man.
$17.99. Bobby Garland's still $3.49 in the original baby shad, depending on what color you get. I'm starting to learn about them things. I wish I was a...
What about crappie magnets? Well, how much are they?
Crappie magnets? That's only like $1.99.
That's what I'm talking about.
$1.99. They're on the left side. Bobby Garland on the right.
Oh, okay. But in the spirit of Black Friday.
No, you're good.
In the spirit of Black Friday, Goblin, what's on your Christmas list this year? What's your number one? What do you want for Christmas?
Man, I don't know.
You don't know.
I want Little Debbie ice cream Christmas tree.
Preach.
Cake ice cream.
See, so. I always have the same thing as one and two.
What do you want?
Socks and underwear.
Socks and underwear.
Some
Tommy John's, baby.
Doesn't even matter.
That's right.
I mean, I love Tommy John's, but if they need to be the standard Under Armour, that's fine, too. I just like socks and underwear so I don't have to go buy none the rest of the year.
That's it, boy.
Like, throw out my old and start over with a fresh new batch, and let's roll from there.
I asked for some new shoes, like some nice shoes for, like, church. I'm trying to dress more professional these days.
That's a gar.
That's not even true either.
That's a gar.
But I did see some shoes I wanted, but that's all I've asked for.
Tennis shoes?
What? Well, I saw two. Oh, there's some boots.
Oh.
I saw some boots I wanted. And then there's
boots,
some tennis
boogie
shoes.
Boys.
But I asked my wife for one. I asked my mom for the other one. I asked my mom for the more expensive one because there's a better chance of getting it.
There you go, Big Jan.
What else did I ask for? That's about it.
I don't really ask for stuff.
What I want.
I asked for some more pictures. I wanted to update our pictures in the house.
Oh, so, there you go.
Yeah, I thought it'd be cool to update that. So I told her, I said, super simple. I think it'd be cool. Wrap it up and let's roll. I'll call it good for me.
Take some photos. Mm-hmm. You're going to go take photos?
No. Stuff we already have that we just haven't gotten printed.
Van Gogh. Yeah. And
oh, no. He just wants pictures of himself framed up for the wall.
No, just stuff me and her have done.
Oh, for sure.
We went to Utah a couple years ago. Never really got any of that stuff printed out in the arches and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Because we went out there right after y'all was there.
Yeah.
And we went, what's that one that was so long? It was two of them.
Delicate.
Yeah, it wasn't delicate. Oh. That trail wasn't delicate.
Oh, yeah, no, it was anything but. Yeah. But.
It started off, it tricked you. You're like, oh, yeah. And then you get on out there where it's too far to turn around.
And you go like this.
So, uh-oh.
And you see them little black markers on the ground. You're like, I got to go
uphill.
There.
You say, whoops. Yeah.
Not only is it uphill, there ain't even nothing to grab onto.
No.
If you ain't got them hiking sticks, you in a bind. And then you walk around a deal that's about a size of a size 14 shoe to get around this little cliff. I'm a 13. Ooh. I had just a little bit of freeboard, but not much. But it was cool. See it standing out there in the middle of nowhere. Was. That was a cool pretty thing. Neat. But, yeah, that's I'm pretty simple. I just some updates and stuff.
Old mule deer dog standing out there.
Mm-hmm. Homely looking thing. Or the ones I saw was.
They looked like they needed to eat some more.
Yeah, I needed some grocery. Si, what you want for Christmas?
Nothing.
I know, but what, like, if I was going to buy you a gift, what would you say? Man, that's awesome.
Well, I always say it's awesome that people buy gifts, but I just,
buy you a deck of cards. Unbreakable dominoes.
Some Mr. and Mrs. T.
Well, hey, that would be probably them are not probably made.
Unbreakable dominoes?
No,
I bet you they are.
I doubt it.
I bet you they got like stainless steel.
We broke ivory dominoes, son.
Oh yeah,
ivory's pretty tough.
Bump, bump, bump. That game's over.
Yeah.
Look, here you go.
We get involved with our dominoes. We've actually broke fingers and thumbs. With our dominoes.
Well, what's the best Christmas gift you ever got, son?
Here's you some Swarovski.
That would probably a hunt I went on.
Oh, okay. I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because look, Thanksgiving, that's part of the day.
What, the hunt?
The hunt.
Yeah. Mm. I always, when I first started working.
A lot of people say, oh, nope, I got to be with my family. And I said, well, hey, we're going to be with the family after the hunt.
Oh, Miss Paula got me a set of old hickory butcher knives.
Really?
Son, you talking about, well, I don't know if you'd call one of them a butcher knife. It's more like a machete. That sucker is huge.
I need a good
Si is right. When I first started working here, though, I'd look up on Thanksgiving. It was just like me, Si, and Phil because everybody else had family and
we got to watch the parade.
And, yeah, I had to do all that. And then on Christmas, it was always just me, Si, and Phil, because everybody, everybody kids had Christmas and everything. Yeah. It's just us three out there, and I'm looking down there like, huh.
And I just say, hey, look, this has always been this way, okay?
Hunting on Thanksgiving.
Mm. Hunting on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day.
As long as I can remember that I started duck hunting, it was always a mad dash back to Mamaw's to be there by lunch, because you duck hunted, and some of my best hunts have been on Thanksgiving morning. Yeah. I don't know what it is about it. I guess the good Lord's appreciating us for being thankful and being there, but I have killed a lot of ducks
on Thanksgiving morning. Yeah, privet hole, Thanksgiving morning. And just hammered them.
And we whacked them on the second island one year on Thanksgiving morning. Right. I remember that. Yeah.
That's why I said, just probably a hunt.
Yeah. Pintail I have on my wall is from Thanksgiving morning. Just the biggest thing I ever seen. Giant pintail.
They felt safe on Thanksgiving.
Bad call. No, he stayed up eating too much turkey.
Everybody's always they don't hunt that day.
Yeah. So or they hunt quick.
They go for just a little bit and then leave.
I've never hunted on Thanksgiving morning.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's fine as wine.
Yep.
I'm gonna hunt up at turkey. That's what I'm on.
He's hunting up that turkey with the crab ball.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing about smoking a turkey is you can just go out there and put it on 250.
Turn it on. Let it go.
Fill your hopper full of pellets.
Let it roll.
And roll.
All the flavors.
You want to know what one of my favorite Thanksgiving meals I ever had was?
What?
Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza.
Oh, we went to the Macy's parade when I was in the fourth grade. And we woke up at like 5 o'clock in the morning so you get a good seat. And so then we were like,
so I always knew me and you was different.
So we went to the parade and then we're like, all right, we got to go eat Thanksgiving. And our family was like, watch this. And we ordered pizza and ate it in the hotel. And I don't remember nothing about that parade.
But
I remember sitting in that hotel room eating pizza on Thanksgiving. And I was like, this is the best.
I don't know what I'd do if on Thanksgiving Day I wasn't dressed in camouflage. I just don't know what I'd do.
That's in the evening.
What's that, the deer hunt? Yeah. But, I mean, we duck hunted every morning since I can remember.
We're heading to the camp.
Yeah, and then you get home, then you spend a weekend at deer camp.
Yep.
Eating dressing, leftovers, you ham, that, turkey. Yeah.
That we had some leftovers.
What I
pizza.
Liked was them little, when I was a kid, them little back straps you had fried up. Mm-hmm. You could just put them and suck on them in your cheek. Just suck all that seasoning out of them. Boy, it's good.
You're allowed to chew it.
Oh, yeah, I chewed it after that. Yeah,
no, and then it left quicker.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, well, let's take another break. We'll be right back after this. All right, so I looked on the comments of our last podcast, and I saw a young lady, and then this comment got seconded, and maybe we'll try
seconded.
To. Yeah. However you
second
say
did?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, they there's
said,
two
here.
Of them. Yeah, here. They wanted to know what it meant when we said, oh, that's a gar.
That's a gar?
That is a gar.
They wanted to know what that meant.
They don't understand when we use the phrase, that's a gar.
They've never been to a fishing hole and not caught nothing.
What if you catch a gar?
Then that's a gar
that's
hole.
That's
a gar hole. It's definitely a gar hole then.
So. To explain loosely the definition of a gar.
A gar.
If someone takes you either fishing or hunting, okay, and you do not catch any fish or you don't kill anything, you always tell them, hey, you took me to a gar hole.
Yeah, you got guard.
I got guard.
Gar hole.
Yeah. You guard me.
Well, did they like the taste of a gar or something?
I don't even think that they knew a gar was a fish.
Fresh gar.
And affectionately known as a trash fish.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, there are a lot of people that eat gar.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And like them.
And love them. Yep. And they make gar balls. But here's what I'll say. I ain't ever seen somebody with a gar fillet.
No.
They always
think you can fillet it.
They always add a bunch of distractions around it.
Almost like a crab.
Look at that gar. Ugly thing.
Hey,
that's a gar.
That's
right
a gar.
Wow. And look, that's called a alligator gar for a reason. If you look at his way his mouth is.
He ugly.
Yeah. He looks like an alligator. Okay.
But that's a lilin.
And hey.
That's a baby.
Yeah,
that's a baby there.
That's a baby there.
That's
boy.
A little one.
Yeah.
They'll get up to.
So that's a little gar. So if you go on little gar, that means you kill like two woodies.
Yeah.
Big gar.
Well, now, woodies? I don't know.
Big gar means you never even grabbed your gun.
Yeah. That's right.
Never fired a shot, boys.
Yeah.
That's when you got guard bad.
Hold on.
So
I'm pulling up a picture of a new.
I just figured.
Of an old 8-footer.
I just figured since
look
we were.
Ugly that creature.
Now that's a mega gar.
Now that's not. You don't kill nothing when you see that.
Yeah.
That's a bull there.
That's a mega gar.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
Them poor gar got a bad rap.
And a hard head.
You don't lip them when you catch them.
On Red River, if you go where they put a riffraff up, it all is look like telephone poles.
Riffraff.
To keep it from. Washing the bank out.
Yeah.
You can get on them things and stand in the summertime and watch gar come up to breathe. Just thousands of them, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I figured last time we had somebody ask us about the definition of a rig.
Rig.
So I just wanted to make sure that they knew when we said, no, that's a gar. That is something that's not desirable or no fun.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what a gar is. Anything can be a gar.
Gross and ugly stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's what a gar.
That's not true, though.
Okra's
gar. It is gar.
Not if you fry it.
It ought to be against the law to grow it.
So a goblin ain't about that okra in his gumbo.
I've had it. Now, I'll eat it in gumbo. But as you say, there's a lot of distractions around it.
Distractions
but any other way, no.
Goblins, it ought to be against the law to grow it, is the same as stones. I quit watching ball playing of any type. They believe in these things.
Yeah.
I ain't never been at Stones on a Saturday night to confirm that he quit watching it. He always suspiciously knows what happened.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I'm not telling him you said that.
Nah, he can listen to this.
That's it, boys.
That's right.
Yeah.
Greens. What a guard.
I ain't much on greens either.
Ooh, so you consider turnip.
You don't know what you're missing on
you
greens.
Consider turnip greens a gar.
I've tried, Ooh, I've tried them. No. I've tried it. No, but you ain't gar. Tried. Yeah, I've tried theirs too.
Yeah.
Tastes the same way.
I like them.
Now, I'd eat it before I'd starve to death.
Turnip greens are fine to me.
Yeah. I'd eat it before I'd starve to death.
Can't cook them and put a little Boston butt in them.
I've tried hers too. Tastes the same way.
Like dirt.
It's the same taste.
You just don't like don't like greens.
Yeah. I don't like that taste.
He's
evidently.
Not into it.
Which is fair enough.
But I don't like liver.
Each to his own, boys.
Yeah. Are you comparing turnip greens to liver?
No, there's no. That's two distinct tastes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tastes.
I'm just saying.
I got you.
He don't care for them.
I'm with you.
Don't care for
them. Hey, look.
There's a lot of things I don't care for.
Yeah. Now, I'd eat greens before I starved to death, but liver, I'd just go on and go.
It just go, boys.
Now, you don't like fried chicken livers?
Nay.
Oh, buddy.
I do not like
it. I love a fried chicken liver.
No.
You're like the oldest person I know to only be 35.
Fried chicken livers are good, man. Golly.
I like gizzards.
See? That's crazy,
though. That's not the same
thing. What's wrong with a thigh and a leg and a breast? And a wing.
Hey, where
why y'all got to eat all this nothing. Other stuff?
We in that hey, waste just, not want not.
Just give me the thigh.
It ain't nothing wrong with them.
Give me a leg and a thigh.
No, I'll eat them too. But them innards is all right now.
Yeah.
That liver, he's fine. Gizzard, he take a little while to chew.
I'm just.
Hey, dog, because now we're getting on to the finer points of fixing this stuff.
Cleaning gizzards, yeah. You got to get that silver skin.
You
got
to know how to clean them. Yeah. And look, you don't have big chunks of gizzards.
No, okay. you fillet it almost.
You fillet it, and it makes some of the finest giblet gravy.
Yeah.
Okay. That you want to put your mouth on.
Giblet? Why not just regular?
I think that was the. Well, I think that I call it giblet.
Define that.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah. Define what? Giblets.
Giblet
gravy,
however you want it, tomato. Yeah. But that's just for everything that's left over. That's where the hearts go. Yeah. That's where the gizzards go, the livers.
So why do we do that, though?
Waste not. Hey, look.
You ain't going hungry.
But them boys used to be poor, son.
I'm fine with that, but you ain't.
I know, but it comes in there.
It's the old thing about like my dad raised me, okay? If you kill it, you grill it.
Why you think Si grew up on robins?
Hey, I'm telling you, if you kill it.
And blackbird.
You eat it.
Oh, you know what I want to do?
So you would eat the organs?
I want to smoke baloney log.
Hey, all the birds I shot as a child.
Son.
You ate the whole thing.
I built a fire and, put him on a fork and roasted him over the fire and ate that sucker.
Okay? Si, one of the few people you know that grew up picking robins.
That's amazing.
Oh, no. Look, when we see a giant flock of blackbirds. The crow blackbirds, the big ones.
Grackles, yeah.
Hey, we broke out the shotgun then, son. 8 shots.
Oh, yeah.
And went and got us a mess of them. I'm talking about, and Mama would cook them just like she does duck. Fried them and then put them in a Dutch oven and made them, let them get tender. Hey, and then biscuits and honey and rice and gravy and the whole works.
You was hungry.
Hey.
You had to eat.
Well, we supplemented. Look, when we was growing up, we supplemented our food bill with what we caught and what we killed.
You know what Si was wearing this morning in the duck blind?
Was he on that coonskin hat? Yeah.
Oh, that's
look, amazing. Hey, no, you talking about,
I should have took a picture.
I couldn't wear it long because you talking about warm.
Too warm, boy.
He
that
took it off.
Sucker
he
will burn your head up.
I concur, he did.
Okay, because, I pulled it off and I'm wet up here. Just talking about, and we used to make them.
Oh, sweaty.
We'd actually put them on a board, stretch them over a board, and salt it down and scrape it, get the meat, the skin off of it.
Yeah.
Let it harden, then you'd send it somewhere and let them make whatever out of it,
See, that's good.
You used to make a lot of money trapping, Okay. Yeah, it was a big industry. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then that's out.
And then, hey, faux then fur, south, yeah.
Faux fur, the chinchillas, and they started farming all that stuff.
Then they started raising them, you know.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Hey, my uncle, that's all he did. Yeah. That and oil field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's take another break. We'll get back in that hello@duckcallroom.com inbox when we return.
I got a couple special Thanksgiving-themed ones.
All right, Johnny D, what is in that hello@duckcallroom.com inbox this week?
Oh, we're going to start with Olivia's first deer.
Okay. Oh, Olivia, nice. I like it.
Olivia, I'm not sure where she's from. Hey,
beautiful young lady.
Boom. Got it.
All right.
Yeah, hey. Zooming in too far.
Biggin.
She got her good.
Good work, Olivia.
That's a good way to start Thanksgiving right there.
That's fantastic.
Look, in a corn field.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Corn. There's a scarecrow behind her.
Corn fed, boys.
Yeah.
That was Mama saying,
let me back up.
That's old Olivia.
Great work, Olivia.
Great work. I don't have any more information on Olivia, but I like that.
That thing
deer
was 425 yards, and she shot it with that 410 slug.
With a 410 slug.
Open bore.
Guarantee.
Open bore.
So now we're going to get into a couple little family questions.
All right.
It's Thanksgiving. You may be sitting around after Thanksgiving meals, and now you're watching us, and I don't know why you'd do that, but, hey, some people like to. And Ian from North Carolina. Yeah.
North Cackalack, boys.
This could get weird, Ian, if you're watching this with your family. What are your opinions about mother-in-laws? And how much should they be present in your family's day-to-day life?
I've got a fantastic mother-in-law.
I was just going to say, yeah.
You ain't trapping me, son.
Yeah.
No, that.
You ain't trapping me.
Mother-in-laws are part of life, okay, when you get married.
Absolutely.
But here's his thing. His mother-in-law's around a lot. We'll just leave it at that.
Isn't that the case in every family, though? Like, one mother is around a lot, and the other one seems to not necessarily be.
Yeah.
Well, I can see
What's up with that?
I don't know. It just always seems to be that way in a marriage, like one side or the other, and it's never the same. It's never the guy's wife or the guy's mom or the. It's always alternates, but every one of them seems to be a little more involved than the other one for whatever reason.
It probably depends on where you live, too.
Yeah, I think so.
So my mother-in-law, if I step out on my front porch, I can see her house. If I go to my back porch, I can see my parents' house.
So you pee off your back porch.
Well, yeah, but
okay, there you go.
Who does that off their front porch? My dad. Allison's had to learn like how to deal with her mother-in-law, and I've had to learn how to deal with my mother. And there's some stuff that
you should have moved further off.
Well, we moved there on purpose.
Childcare.
And that's a great thing. So, you know, you just have to find the happy balance. And I think we're all happy. We'll find out. But I love my mother-in-law.
She's
a super nice lady, keeps our kids.
I'd like to see
her more often.
Go ahead.
Okay, she's listening.
Look, they're family. Yeah. Okay. And look, it's you and family against the world.
Okay, that's why they're important.
Against the world, I like that.
Hey, I can go with it. Look,
when you get down to it, it's you against the world.
But look, if you're feeling that she's around too much,
build a man cave.
Well, just approach that one with caution is all I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I'd probably just let it bump. But, you know, as long as she ain't in your bedroom, I think everything will be fine. I'm saying, long as she ain't the one come in and clean your house while you're there and all that kind of weird stuff. Right.
Well, because one day you probably eventually most people have a parent move in with towards the end of life. Like you're gonna have to take care of
You got to give back to what was given to you. They took care of you for 20 years, probably.
Well, and without that mother-in-law,
if not more,
you ain't got. That woman, because that's where that woman came from. So mother-in-law is on Thanksgiving.
Hey,
I love you, sissy.
Yeah, love them. I got no issues with them.
I like them a lot. And on mother-in-law, John David. What a great name.
That is a good name.
John David from Valdosta, Georgia.
Georgia.
He even put an H on there on John.
That's good.
wanted to ask our opinion on a little family advice again, because it's Thanksgiving.
All right.
On when you know you're dating the right one and when to ask her to marry you. I've been dating my girlfriend now for almost 2 years. She's definitely the love of my life, and I would do anything for her. What should I do?
I don't know, but let me tell you a cool story that happened this morning. So one of the guys that duck hunts on the farm that we duck hunt on took his girlfriend's dad duck hunting this morning.
Oh, and
to ask. To ask.
Hey, buddy, for
if he could.
Okay.
And the answer was yes, but he didn't ask until they shot a limit.
Oh.
They shot their 12, and then he asked. I said, now see, look, here's the difference between me and you. I said, I'd have asked on the way down here. That way I knew if I had to take him duck hunting or not.
Yeah.
Because if he says no, well then, all right, I'll be back
here
in a couple hours.
Yeah, you're out.
You know, but no, they shot a limit of ducks. I'm not going to give out any information. I doubt they listen to us, but they might, so I don't want to ruin no Christmas surprise.
Yep.
But
yep.
If you know where I duck hunt and you think a proposal may be coming to you, you're right.
There it is.
Your daddy said yes. Now it's up to your boyfriend.
I remember that speech. I went and sat down both of Allison's parents and said, here's the deal. I'm going to ask her to marry me. Y'all cool with that, right?
Yeah.
That's basically the whole speech I gave.
Some people here know. Huh? Some people here know.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you cool with it? They said, we don't want you marrying our daughter.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that's weird.
I couldn't imagine. Oh, no. If they would have said no, I would have said, well, it's about to get weird.
Yeah. Then that mother-in-law email would have probably taken a completely different turn.
Yeah, yeah. then it turns into a completely different deal.
But so, to know that she's the one, man,
he already said it. She's definitely the love of my life, and I would do anything for her.
Well, then what are you
John
waiting
David,
on, son?
Here's my advice. First, look at her mother. Look at her mom, because that's what she's going to turn
that's
into
right.
every time.
Yep.
You look at her mom. If you can live with that in 30 years... Then you go to her dad and say, hey, bro, I'm going to marry this girl. You cool?
You cool with it? And if he says,
if he says no,
you got problems.
Then you got to start bobbing and weaving.
There you go. Yep.
And figuring out some things.
But, one-on-one duck blind deer stand. There's good places to do it, especially this time of year.
We did it over pizza. I like pizza. Everything in my life
is very important in your life, Jamie.
I'd have never guessed that by looking at it.
That's how I got to the size I was, boys. Old pizza.
Luck to you, John David. Hey, and it sounds like you found the one that you love, so congratulations on that.
Also, if you're dating John David from Valdosta, Georgia, tell him to get a move on it.
There you go. That's it. All right. You want to? We good?
I got one more.
All right. Let's do one more.
I got one more. It's a short one. And all we've talked about is food today. So Connor from Shiner, Texas.
Oh,
Shiner, Texas.
He is
wondering, what's made there.
What's made there?
I don't know.
Are you kidding?
Shiner? Menace? Oh, Shiner Box.
There we go.
He was just wondering what our definition of a kolache and a klobosknek. I don't know what that is.
Say that 10 times real fast.
He's out there.
He wants to know what a kolache is.
Bunch of meat wrapped up in some bread.
See, this kid's a liar. He said that is a fruit-filled dough.
No.
That's not a kolache.
That's not like any kolache in my neck of the woods.
A klobosknek is a sausage wrapped in dough or a pig in the... No, that's a kolache.
What we got is somebody who's from regulation Polish descent.
Versus
what a bunch of rednecks have called. Do you know why we call it kolache? Because that's easier to say than that other word.
That's right.
Oh, wow. We are wrong.
Oh, 100%. But we can spell kolache, and we know how to say it instead of that other one.
Yeah, and it's forever kolache.
Oh, kolaches are what fruit weird things.
Hey, don't be a gar, son.
No.
Don't be a gar.
That place over by the house got boudin kolaches.
That's an apple turnover, is what you talking
about.
That's
a fritter.
A fritter. Yeah.
That's a fritter.
Old bear claw.
Yeah. A bear claw. There you go.
Ah, shoot.
That's funny. All right. Well,
you got a thankful Bible verse?
Oh, that's exactly what I want.
I'm thankful you got one.
Psalms 107, verse 1. You don't even have to go very far once you've reached 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures
forever.
That sounds like a song. For he is good throughout eternity.
Give thanks to the Lord.
For he is good.
That's what I'm doing. And with that,
we'll be here all week.
Hey, and with that, we're out of here.
We're out of here.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
It's a Thanksgiving song, everybody.